This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Z doing it real big. And joining me inside the DJ booth is a Detroit native, Virginia resident with a $1 million backpack set to release his new album this July. Please welcome the mastermind behind the hilarious year-end wrap-ups, Skills. How you doing?
Yeah, what's good, Z?
What's good is summer has finally arrived, which means two things: extraordinarily hot temperatures and hopefully good music. You're going to provide one of those two, correct?
Definitely. I might provide two. Like, the music might be the cause of the heat rising, so you never know with me, you know what I mean?
That and global warming, Skills. You got Skills up the wazoo.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
On your MySpace page, you have a quote that reads, "If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door." So did a knock start your career, or did you have to build that door to get to where you are today?
Oh, man, it's been times in my career that, you know, I had to build the door, and it's been times that it was a knock. I also have another saying that says that when opportunity knocks, don't be prepared to open the door. Be prepared to have a party for them. You know what I mean? I live by that, so I'm just trying to stay busy and stay focused, man.
Now, clarify this for me. Is there $1 million inside this backpack, or is the backpack itself worth a cool mil?
You know what? What's in the backpack would make it worth a cool mil, at least. Okay,
so let's delve a little bit further into this. Of course, $1 million backpack, the title of the new album. What can people expect if they unzip this backpack?
You can expect good classic hip-hop music. I didn't try to reinvent the wheel. I didn't, you know, step outside of the box too far. I felt like that's something that, you know, it was missing in the game in a mass amount, and I wanted to be one of the contributors to try to bring it to the forefront. And I'm not saying try to make it popular or whatever. This is just a strong dose of Skills and what my life is like and how I get down. It's more than meeting the wrap up and things of that nature. So I want you to, if you ever had an interest in me, I want to be able to present my music in the right way. So that's exactly what this album does.
Lead single off the project, So Far So Good, featuring Common. It's an interesting perspective, Skills. Now, many artists I've spoken with, they've claimed that the success they've seen this far in their career, never good enough, not good enough, always want to do better. But you're saying in this song, to this point, you're pretty content with how things have gone.
Definitely. I mean, hip-hop is an art form, it's a culture, and it doesn't have to be good to any of us. It's not guaranteed, you know, just because you do it doesn't mean that you're going to be successful at it. And I realize that I'm blessed that people want to hear what I have to say. People think enough to come and see me at shows. They think enough to download my mixtapes or play my songs on the radio. So I'm definitely blessed. I'm not one of these rappers that feel like, you know, just because I walk out on stage, you're supposed to bend over backwards for me and open up. The sky is supposed to open up. I understand that it's hard work to keep your attention and to keep you listening. So I appreciate that. I don't take my listeners for granted at all.
Going back to a second ago, what you just said, one of the reasons why a lot of people suggest that the industry is like that is because there are too many rappers. The industry has become flooded. So could the industry benefit from, let's say, we had a draft and only first 500 or so got into the industry, the rest had to just find a new career?
Yeah, I believe we would. I definitely feel like sometimes I feel like it's more rappers than it is fans. That's definitely not cool, because when you get to that part of it, then, you know, who's left to buy the music? You know what I mean?
Yeah, the rappers themselves, their labels possibly. And that's already happening. Members of our site, Skills, while completely entertained by everything that we featured from you over the past few years, they've also been critical of your rapping style. They say, as a listener, they feel sometimes you're rapping too slow. Are they being too critical?
Well, to wrap up, I have to rap slow because I want you to get the point of what I said.
Sure.
I've never did a, like, imagine me doing a wrap up fast. It takes away from the sting of the punchlines and the things that I poke fun at. Like, I couldn't do a wrap up, say, as fast as Planet Rock, because by the time I said something that you're laughing at, you're thinking to yourself, oh yeah, I feel like that too. I'm already on the next thing, if not already past it. So,
or the song might be done.
Yeah, those are definitely slow, but that's definitely on purpose.
Well, for a long time, I've always said it's more about what you're saying than how fast you're saying it anyways.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely the content that matters.
The GM of Contra Records, the distributor for your new project, Alan Grunblatt, said of your signing, Skills is one of the greatest MCs in the country and is the spearhead of our burgeoning hip-hop roster. Hefty words from Mr. Grunblatt. You agree or disagree with his assessment?
He said that? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. That's news to me. I mean, if he feels that way, then I definitely look at it as a plus and a compliment from a man who's worked with so many different artists and has such a, you know, long career in this business. For him to say that about me and to push me to the forefront of their progressive hip-hop side is, oh man, that's amazing. I just want to make sure I carry that torch and represent everybody in the building the right way, as well as myself.
Well, let's go from flattering compliments to unflattering comments. 2 weeks ago, Lil Wayne made some very moronic comments, which could basically be summed up by him saying, fuck all mixtape DJs. Now, subsequently, you've released a statement saying basically how blatantly disrespectful this was for the essential foundation of our whole industry. In your mind, what could possibly possess an artist to do something like that?
I mean, I guess he's at a point in his career where he feels like people were taking his music and profiting off of it without him acknowledging them or without, you know, cutting him in on a deal. I don't really know. First off, let me say, like, I didn't release a statement. Like, I put up something on my blog about how I felt about what he said, and people took it off my blog and started posting it in other places. Like, I'm pretty new to blogging, so I just, for some reason, I don't know why, I just thought that I typed something on my page and a couple of people who come through it read it, and that's it. I didn't expect it to be taken off of my page and posted on other.com, so I really got to be wary of that. But I don't have a problem with what I said. I stand behind what I said. Like I told Alaska, like a lot of people were saying, like, Skills responds to Lil Wayne. Like, I didn't respond to Lil Wayne because Lil Wayne wasn't talking to me. Mm-hmm. Like, so it was no need for me to respond to him. He probably has no clue who I am. I responded to what he said on my blog. I feel like the DJ is the cornerstone of hip-hop, and without the DJ, a lot of these artists wouldn't be half as popular as they are. So I don't understand somebody biting the hand that feeds them, you know what I mean? And if you say it's not about the money, then why do you care how much money they make? Because you claim that you're making $60,000-$70,000 a verse. So they definitely ain't making that on a mixtape. So Mm-mm. Are you crying about it?
Do you think as an artist gets more successful in the industry, they've obviously taken the time to hone their craft, make connections, and get themselves a good label situation, they take for granted all the small people in the industry, DJs included, who really did get them to that point?
Definitely. I believe that, you know, it takes a team to make something happen. Like, I can do a lot of things, but I can't do it all by myself. You have to have people on your team that have the same vision, and, you know, they think they like your music and they want to support you. It's not, I don't believe in just being around people and it's like, oh yeah, it's your job to do this. Like, I want your input. I want you to tell me what you think. I want you to tell me what you feel about what we're doing, because I believe that that's going to make the project 100 times better. And when I'm up there getting that award, just, or wherever I'm at, just realize that it's way more than me. It's a whole team.
If only these award ceremonies would allow the speakers to engage in like 5-minute conversations with the audience, then everybody would know how many people it really takes successful.
Yeah, because it's not easy.
No.
I mean, and it's not one person that just makes it done. And, you know, you got to appreciate these people because they could be doing something else. They don't have to do this.
Exactly. So many people across the country just assume that mom, dad, and God somehow got the artists where they were. They don't know so many people really were involved. Let's switch gears. You're currently set to join The Roots on some upcoming select dates this summer, and I just saw the group in Chicago a few weeks back. It was one of the best, if not the best, live hip-hop show I've ever seen. So when you perform, Skills, what do you do to make it more than just your average run-of-the-mill concert with an MC and a DJ?
I try to incorporate different things in my set. I've been using a live drummer, a live keyboard player, DJ. The DJ is equipped with a beat machine. He's equipped with the DJ tools as well. I try to put the crowd into a mindset of what I think and how I do, and I try to set the songs up to where they're thoroughly entertained. And you're actually listening to what I'm saying. Like, I have a lot of shows, and I have a lot of people who come up to me after the show, and they say, like, yo, like, I was back there eating a hot dog, but then by the time you was doing that second song, like, I really listened to what you was saying. Like, that song was kind of deep. Like, so I try to just pride myself on being clear, being concise. And I know that me just walking out on stage, going back and forth across the stage with me and the DJ, is not going to cut it.
Two of my biggest pet peeves in the concert world are when an MC is trailed by six or seven hype men on stage and or they don't complete an entire song. They'll do one verse and maybe a hook or a bridge from a popular song. If you've paid your hard-earned money to go see this artist in concert, you want to have them perform an entire song by themselves without contingency of people following them around on stage. What are some of your biggest pet peeves when you've seen shows yourself, not as an artist, but as a consumer?
That they don't put anything into the show. They believe that just because they're on stage, they're going to get a crazy response. They don't pay attention to sound. They don't even think to pay their own personal sound man to make sure that they sound correctly. Like, they'll just get the house sound guy who's getting paid for the night, and the bottom line is he's getting paid for the night. He doesn't really care if you sound good or not. They don't use the tools that they're given. They don't utilize the lights. There's small things that you can do nowadays that'll make your show stand out. You can get a lot of this equipment and a lot of these things for relatively cheap. Like, one of your shows could pay for everything that you need at your next show to give a good show. If you're, you know, if you're an artist with a hot record right now and you got a good song on the radio and people are paying you to come through and do a show, one of your shows could pay for the next 15 shows. And nobody thinks about that. They just believe that they can get on stage and say ho and throw your hands in the air and that's it. I can't understand that.
Me either. Well, clearly not many artists in the industry have the business savvy and the understanding that you do, which is obviously going to take you a lot further than a lot of the run-of-the-mill artists having a day-by-day success, if you will, right now. Go ahead, give everyone a website or a MySpace page. They can find out more, of course, about the upcoming release of Million Dollar Backpack this July.
Yeah, it's out in July. It's got Common on there, Freeway, Black Thought. It's a classic, good hip-hop album. You can check me out on myspace.com/skills. You can also peep me out on okplayer.com. I'm around. Check your boy out. I'm here.
Appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining me inside the DJ booth, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck, my friend.
That's what it is, man. I appreciate it.